Hi there, this is Brianna. I just finished up a couple client appointments and I wanted to share some insights with you that I shared with them. These are some fairly common things that you may not know about or you may not talk about, but if they affect you or someone you know or you love, they may be very, very helpful. So I was recently working with a woman who, we do a full-on skin treatment, but one of the most important things to her is getting the look of her brows, her eyebrows, just right. So we tint them and I wax them and I shape them and all of that. It's very important to her because when they are done, she leaves them alone. And when I say leaves them alone, what I mean is in times of stress, she rubs and rubs and rubs and rubs them raw and gets bald spots on her eyebrows. It's a coping mechanism that sometimes she doesn't even realize she has. And she doesn't like that she does it. She hates that she gives herself bald patches or sometimes sores on her eyebrows, but she's not alone. It started long ago when her grandma was sick, and she was really close with her grandma, and it was kind of something to occupy her time. She would rub at her eyebrows, and the next thing she knew, she would rub them raw. Some people, when they are faced with stressful situations, will develop coping mechanisms that aren't necessarily like super harmful, but they're not exactly the most effective way of coping with stress. Now, I'm not a therapist, but I do send some of my clients to therapists. Ones in particular that deal with something called trichotillomania or dermatillomania. Trichotillomania is when people pull out their hair as a means of coping with stress. Often they don't know they're doing it. It can be body hair, it can be head hair, it can be eyebrow hair. Dermatillomania is an offshoot of this, and this is when people pick at their skin so excessively, usually in private, usually in times of high stress, usually in times where they kind of numb out, they don't even know they're doing it, they just go to town picking at their legs or their arms or their face, squeezing at every little imperfection that they perceive to be there, and kind of then they get out of this little bit of a stupor that they're in, and the next thing they know, they've completely damaged their skin. They made a teeny little bump turn into a big, huge sore. It's also, you know, there's also the issue that people have sometimes with self-harm and self-trauma. These are things that are really real. So many of us have stress in our lives, a lot of stress in our lives. And some people will do deep breathing, do meditation, go for walks. Some people will get together with friends. Other people don't necessarily have the best coping mechanisms, and sometimes it's something that's so subconsciously programmed in their brains that they do out of habit and they don't even realize they're doing it. And sometimes it's a very sensitive topic for them. There's embarrassment, there's shame, and usually there's very few people in their lives that know that they do it. Now, you know, when this client of mine does it, often, you know, somebody that she loves, usually her mom, will say, hey, you know, stop with the brows, and she's okay with that. But what I've found to be really helpful with other clients who either have this issue or the skin picking issue is to find someone, whether it's a friend, a close family member, or even your esthetician. I mean, us estheticians, we hear it all. We need to know so much about you in order to care for your skin appropriately. And we keep things so confidential. And usually if you find someone who you know and you love and you trust, you know that you can share with them just about anything, or even find a therapist as well. But find somebody that you can ask to hold you accountable, to check in with in times of stress, or to remind you not to do it. There's an app that I really love. It's called the Skin Pick app. And this is a way of tracking, if you are a picker or if you know somebody who is, it's a way of tracking when you do it, why you do it, where you are when you do it, and then we can look at it on a calendar and we can say, oh, okay, it happens at this time of the month, or it happens when I'm in these situations or around these kinds of people, and we can start developing a plan to get you more calm and more grounded and more centered and give you better coping mechanisms than picking or pulling or doing things that are potentially harmful to you, creating new healthy habits. Now, like I said, I'm not a therapist. There are plenty of them out there that deal with dermatillomania or trichotillomania. You may want to investigate this if this is a concern for you, but know that you're not alone. It's okay. Let's find a way to just take a deep breath and cope a little bit better.